Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled, Jump the Fence and Believe.
From Jeremiah chapter 18, starting at verse 13.
Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask among the nations, who has heard the like of this? The virgin Israel has done a most horrible thing. Does the snow of Lebanon leave the crags of Syria? Do the mountains' water run dry, the cold flowing streams? But my people have forgotten me. They burn offerings to a delusion. They have stumbled in their ways in the ancient roads and have gone into bypaths, not the highway, making their land a horror, a thing to be hissed at forever. All who pass by it are horrified and shake their heads. Like the wind from the east, I will scatter them before the enemy. I will show them my back, not my face, on the day of their calamity. Then they said, come, let us make plots against Jeremiah, for instruction shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us bring charges against him, and let us not heed any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Is evil a recompense for good? Yet they have dug a pit for my life. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore, give their children over to famine, hurl them out to the power of the sword. Let their wives be childless and widowed. May their men meet death by pestilence and their youth be slain by the sword in battle. May a cry be heard from their houses when you bring the marauder suddenly upon them. For they have dug a pit to catch me and laid snares for my feet. Yet you, O Lord, know all their plotting to kill me. Do not forgive their iniquity. Do not blot out their sins from your sight. Let them be tripped up before you. Deal with them while you are angry.
And our New Testament reading is taken from John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. There will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, he has a demon, he's out of his mind. Why listen to him? Others were saying, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. You might have already heard, but this passage for me is very special. It's a passage where faith became real in my life at the age of 15. I was part of a youth group and started around 13. But most of the stories at the beginning, I thought they were just kind of myth stories. And I was with my sister and we enjoyed the youth clubs because it was a place for us to, in a sense, escape a little bit home and make friends and have fun. But when the leaders were talking about Jesus and those stories, I thought at the beginning was a bit ridicule. Yet at some points they offer me a Bible, and for some reason I thought it was the most precious gift I've ever received, even if I kind of didn't really know much of the Bible. So I started reading it, and New Testament, the Old Testament, and at first it didn't really make sense. And then I tried to kind of live the Christian life, try to put into practice the Sermon on the Mountain, and the more I tried, the more miserable I felt, because I realized that I couldn't achieve that kind of righteousness. But one evening I listened to that story from the leader, and she was drawing a picture of Jesus as a shepherd with his sheep, who knew him and were very healthy. And then there was a kind of a fence separating his fold with other sheep on the other side of the fence, who were not that healthy because they were not looked after. They were under the hands of hired people who didn't really care. But some of those were looking through the fence and seeing what was happening on the other side, and never had made the jump to receive Jesus in their lives. And for some reason, I felt I heard God, not in a kind of clear voice, but I heard that this message was for me, and that my life had to be given, and kind of I had to jump the fence and receive God's grace in faith. And a lot of things changed that day, and I started realizing that this is true. Jesus, when we open our lives to him, becomes like a good shepherd, that we can learn from him, that things from the Bible becomes all of a sudden clear. Not everything, but I wasn't anymore doubtful about miracles and about the resurrection. It kind of made sense. In this passage, we hear that Jesus saying divided people, divided the Jews. Some were saying he is crazy, he's out of his mind. Others pointed out to what he did, and that's it's not the fruit of a crazy person. It's a famous quote from C.S. Lewis, the author of Narnia, who says we should never see in Jesus just a great man or a great teacher, because the Jesus who made claims to be God in flesh wouldn't be a great person or a great teacher. He would be mad, or he would be a liar, or he would be what he says he's being. C.S. Lewis was an agnostic. He didn't know what to believe and whether there was a God. But faced with the claims of Jesus, he realized that he couldn't say that Jesus was just a mad person or a liar. And so that the only other options was to accept him as God in flesh. God's making through Jesus his plans open to all, plans to be forgiven, plans to receive forgiveness and new life. And like me, maybe in a much more powerful way, C.S. Lewis was transformed and became a great advocate of the Christian faith in his own time, and his books are still very relevant for today to help us grow in faith. So I wonder how you've met with God, and if you have, do share that story, because it is your story of God's reality. And if you haven't met him, maybe you're hearing his voice, the voice that says, come to me, all you who are weary and tired. I am the good shepherd. I came to give you life, and life in all its fullness. Doesn't mean that we will be on the high tops of the mountains all the time. We can be in very deep and dark valleys. But like in Psalm 23, Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. And although we sometimes go through dark valleys, we know that he's with us always, keeping us safe.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.